This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration has sued Denver over a 37-year-old assault weapon ban. The city said it would defy federal orders to drop the ban. City Attorney Milo Brown called the Department of Justice's threat, quote, baseless, irresponsible, and a clear overreach of the federal government's power. The guns covered by the ban include the AR-15 platform, semi-automatic pistols with a detachable magazine with a capacity exceeding 15 rounds, also semi-automatic shotguns that have a capacity greater than 6 rounds, or parts that convert firearms into weapons. The assault weapon ban was voted into law by the Denver City Council in 1989. That was after a spat of gun violence shocked the city. It has widely been endorsed by the city's chief of police. Much of the state is in for a doozy of a spring snowstorm. The brunt of it will come tonight into tomorrow. Russell Danielson is with the National Weather Service.
As temperatures get below freezing, road temperatures also get below freezing. Tuesday night, we are expecting conditions for the Wednesday morning commute to be pretty bad. So that's the one we're kind of highlighting as having the worst travel conditions for the Denver Metro up to Fort Collins.
Fort Collins could see up to 10 inches of snow. Most areas around Denver should see at least a few inches, while the central and northern mountains, could get well over a foot. Estes Park, meanwhile, has seen 14 inches so far as this storm just starts to intensify. CDOT says chain and traction laws for trucks and passenger vehicles are likely overnight. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.